And Osama bin Laden's death has raised many questions, not just about the operation itself, which, you know, we're starting to learn a little bit more about that, but what impact it might have going forward, particularly on defense and intelligence funding. Joining us now with more analysis is John Bennett, the senior defense reporter from The Hill newspaper. John, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Senate intelligence funding hearing is scheduled. We're hearing that it is expected to touch on the issue of Osama bin Laden. Do you have any insight into that for us and what you, just from your experience, expect to come out of that?
I don't think we're going to see any calls for massive intelligence cuts, even as Washington grapples with the federal deficit and trimming that over the next few years. And I also don't think we're going to see, after this, any calls for massive increases in intelligence spending. I think, you know, modest increases will probably be what happens. I think the raid on early Monday morning was the culmination of the post-9/11 national security funding increase. This was a lot of human intelligence. We saw drones, aircraft used for surveillance. So those kinds of things have already been purchased. I don't think we'll see either big cuts or massive increases.
I see what you're saying. It's because the status quo was what got us this far in the first place. So why boost it? Why cut it? Why mess with something if it's working?
Exactly.
Meanwhile, there were also House hearings. Anything to be taken from those?
As far as intel spending, you know, I think it'll stay steady. As far as defense spending goes, however, you know, I think there are going to be additional cuts. Again, this was the culmination of a defense budget that has grown over 100% since 9/11. There will be cuts on the defense side, and I think those will start in the House. We saw that's how it played out with the compromise, with the continuing resolutions and the final 2011 federal government and defense budget that was agreed to last month. That cut $18 billion from the administration's defense request, and senior House lawmakers pro-defense lawmakers have told me in recent weeks that the administration's 2012 request, which is for $553 billion for the Pentagon, just can't be that high due to, you know, trying to get the deficit under control. But it's going to come down. The question is, how much? And as we watch House hearings and Senate hearings over the next few weeks, as DOD officials testify, the drivers for how much, I think, are going to come out of a comprehensive national security review that President Obama ordered several weeks ago. That will inform $400 billion in cuts across the security apparatus, including the Pentagon, and missions will likely be shed by the military. And that will shape what the cuts look like, and how much can be cut each year to get to that goal, but we just don't know yet. And another driver will be what happens with Afghanistan. We have our lead story in today's paper. There was a feeling yesterday in some hearings and around the Hill that with Bin Laden gone and the huge cost of the Afghan war, that it's time to start thinking about an exit strategy and how much can be saved there, because cost was on the mind of senior lawmakers yesterday. How much can be saved in Afghanistan? What missions can be shed under the review? That is what's going to drive defense cuts going forward, I think, for the next few years.
Actually, that's exactly where I was headed with my line of questioning for you this morning about what is going to happen next in Afghanistan, because one would think that, you know, the nexus of the budget and the funding along with the mission, if one changes, the other might too. You know, they seem to be dovetailed. The sentiment that you're sensing on the Hill or among defense folks is that perhaps the mission may have to change or might be tweaked at least a bit.
There's definitely a sense among senior senators. I hope to find out more today what some senior House guys and what the senior House lawmakers think about the mission. But there was definitely a sense at the Senate Foreign Relations Committee yesterday. Senators Kerry, Lugar, Durbin, and others all talked about thinking about an exit strategy, and there was plenty of talk with some scholars and think tank types about how do we change the mission now? how can the mission be scaled back to save money and, frankly, to start thinking about getting out of there?
We are talking with John Bennett. He is a defense reporter at The Hill newspaper. We've also heard a lot since the death of Osama bin Laden about how everybody's feeling the sense of unity, you know, America first kind of feeling. And it was Americans who got Osama bin Laden, while it is still the Democrats and Republicans who are fighting it out on Capitol Hill. So there is a definite distinction there. From your time on Capitol Hill and from the work that you're doing with the folks up there, are you sensing a bit of more willingness to be cooperative? Is that America first philosophy oozing into some of the debates that you've been watching?
Well, pardon my cynicism. I've been doing this nearly a decade. When the cameras are on and when the light is on my tape recorder, there's a sense of that. But behind the scenes, when private conversations, trading emails with sources, this will last for a little while, and that's probably a good thing. But when they get back to some of the non-defense issues, the non-national security issues, the debt ceiling debate, and all the other things they're going to have on their plate between now and August, I think we're going to, fairly quickly, this is going to get back to the same kind of partisan bickering that we've seen, for a couple years.
You know, that's an interesting point. They have a lot to do between now and August. They're now, I guess you could say, outrunning the lava flow. Is that going to be one of the X factors as far as getting things done over the next couple of months? And what should we be watching for as this progresses?
I think we should be watching for signs that of how the success with the bin Laden raid, has that given President Obama any additional political capital? Has it given him any more sway? And has it given him any more ability to broker some deals and to force both his own party and the Republicans to cut a deal on some things? And I think the debt limit debate, the debt ceiling debate, will be our first indication of whether he does have, you know, any more added political uncle.
John Bennett is the senior defense reporter from The Hill newspaper. John, it's been great having you on the show. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.